The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Well, I was almost late coming back to the microphone. I almost didn't make it back in time to go on the air after that break because I've got the TV monitor on here in the studio, and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are holding a live press conference. And about 2.5 minutes into the press conference of what I was watching, I'm not sure when it started, I had to run down the hall and get my barf bag. My goodness. It has begun. Joe Biden today walked on water in front of the press. The adoring press. Folks, listen. If you have 1 ounce of objectivity, I don't care if you are a flaming liberal leftist Democrat. If you have 1 ounce of objectivity, you will see the astounding, amazing difference the way the press treated Donald Trump and how the press is treating Joe Biden. Now, again, I only saw about 2.5 minutes, but the questions were, Mr. President-elect, why is President Trump such a terrible, horrible, idiotic president? Can you tell us? Oh, Mr. Biden, you're so wonderful. Can you tell us why Mr. Trump is so terrible? And Joe Biden said, well, he's the most irresponsible president in American history. And all of the press sitting there going, we know, Mr. Biden. The fawning of the press. It is just ridiculous. All right, enough of that. But it was amazing. And particularly a couple of reporters who could not ask a decent question of Donald Trump. A couple of the reporters, every single time, Mr. President, and they would stick their finger out. The very same people who could not, they were not capable of asking a decent question of Donald Trump, the very same people are fawning over Joe Biden. Is it any wonder that the American people just simply don't trust the media? And with very good reason. Hey, I was talking a few minutes ago about the fact that Back Pain Relief Ohio, the office of Dr. Kerry Gerges, is a drop-off point for shoeboxes for Operation Christmas Child. There are drop-off points all over Central Ohio. Many, many local churches are drop-off points. Well, a middle school in Pratt, Kansas. Yeah, middle school in Pratt, Kansas, for several years has participated in Operation Christmas Child. Well, no more. No more because one atheist, contacted the Freedom From Religion Foundation, and they wrote a nasty letter to Liberty Middle School in Pratt, Kansas. Here's the story. A Kansas middle school has discontinued its participation in the popular Operation Christmas Child project following allegations from an atheist. Yeah, one person. Liberty Middle School in Pratt, Kansas, previously participated in Operation Christmas Child, a project of Samaritan's Purse that involves volunteers around the world packing shoeboxes filled with toys, school supplies, hygiene items for children in need. Samaritan's Purse hopes to impact 11 million children during this year's Operation Christmas Child. And, of course, the evil, and folks, I do not throw around the term evil lightly. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is evil. They are evil. And so they're going to block children getting encouraging supplies, school supplies, hygiene, and so forth. The Freedom From Religion Foundation wrote the local superintendent urging him to take action and halt the middle school's involvement. The group said a concerned staff member had complained. One person. In a letter, Superintendent Tony Helfrich replied to the organization saying the district was, quote, discontinuing participation in Operation Christmas Child upon learning that its mission is more sectarian in nature than we realized. Yeah. One person, one individual, and an evil organization. We're going to sue you. We request that the district investigate these serious violations and take immediate action to ensure that all of its staff understand and respect their constitutional obligation to remain neutral toward religion while acting in their official capacity, which, by the way, is not constitutional. But this particular school district in Kansas decided to quiver, shake, and fold rather than fight. Sad. Sad. But God bless all of the people that are involved in Operation Christmas Child. It's an incredible ministry. Absolutely incredible ministry. It really is. And I encourage all of you to be involved. All right. We're going to go to the phones, and I've got Jack in Worthington. Jack, welcome. How are you today?
Well, I'm dreary. They force feeding me yesterday.
Good.
Last night I would. They forced me to eat, but
I'm glad, Jack. I'm glad they're doing that.
I have a bladder infection. They've been trying for three days to get me to take pills. I had lockjaw. I wouldn't open my mouth. She said, "Please take it." I said, "No. No." And I've been praying with tears. I said, "Lord, before my 80th birthday, which will be the 25th, take me home. I don't want to be alive under Joe Biden. I've been, if he's not going to take me with a heart attack, give me Alzheimer's disease."
Jack, please, you and I have talked about this. Jack, what you're doing is wrong, it is unbiblical, and it grieves the heart of God. Listen to me, Jack. I love you as a brother in Christ, but what you are doing is grieving the heart of God. It is up to God to determine whether you get a disease or not and how long you live on this earth. And we are to serve God, honor God, and praise God, no matter who the king is or no matter who the president is. Paul talked about that specifically over and over and over again. Paul was living under an atheistic Roman government. And yet Paul said that he was to honor the king and to praise the king. Now, Jack, you have enough biblical truth to know in your heart of hearts that that is true. And I want, I love you, but I want you to change your attitude because it's wrong. It's wrong, Jack.
The Lord wants me to live. Make a way for me to get to Israel.
Well, that that would be wonderful. That would be great. I would love to go to Israel again as well.
And to become a citizen of the nation Israel. I've got Christian brothers and sisters that I watch on YouTube.
Yeah.
One is Brother Amir Safarte.
Yeah.
He gives tours in Israel. He preaches about the blood of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And then also I've come across another brother and sister in the Lord. Rubio and her husband, Ciate, and they're born-again Christian.
Mm, that's great.
You know, I've got some Christian brothers and sisters there.
Good, good. Hey, Jack, I'm coming up on a break, and I'm going to have to go, but I'm praying for you, brother, and a lot of our people in our audience are as well. And you give God thanks for everything. And let God be God in America and in your life. And I believe you will. You take that medication. All right? Gotta go. We'll be back.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live. Interesting news out of Arkansas. Yesterday in the state of Arkansas, Senator Jason Rappert, a Republican, and Representative Mary Bentley, a Republican, filed SB 6. Now, these are state senators and representatives, not federal. Yesterday, they filed SB 6. This bill would make abortion illegal in Arkansas, except when the mother's life is at stake. It would basically make abortion illegal in the state of Arkansas. Now, the purpose of this bill, well, it's got two purposes. Obviously, to end abortion in Arkansas, but as long as Roe versus Wade is on the books federally, this bill would immediately be struck down as unconstitutional. So the secondary, well, actually it's the primary purpose of this bill, is to take this to the U.S. Supreme Court. The goal of SB 6 in Arkansas, now in many states we've had heartbeat bills that prohibits abortion once a heartbeat is detected, which is very, very, very early in the pregnancy. This bill would make all abortion, period, all abortion illegal except when the mother's life is at stake. So the strategy is that this would force, if this bill is passed in the state of Arkansas, this will force the Supreme Court to take a position, to rule on Roe versus Wade. Now, let me just lay this out. Whether this bill passes or not, the Supreme Court probably in the next year will certainly, almost certainly, have an opportunity to overturn Roe versus Wade. We hear so much about the conservative majority on the Supreme Court with the latest appointee to the Supreme Court. Number one, nothing is certain, folks. Remember all the things we thought about Chief Justice John Roberts, and most of us were wrong? There have been many cases where the conservatives on the Supreme Court disappointed us. So nothing is certain. So I think within the next 12 months, it's almost certain that Roe v. Wade is going to be considered by the Supreme Court, and there will be an opportunity to overturn it. But don't assume that this current Supreme Court will overturn it. That's number one. Number two, if Roe v. Wade were overturned by the Supreme Court, and to put a positive spin on it, there is a greater chance of that now than in the last 30 years at least. The current makeup of the Supreme Court, because of Donald Trump, there is a greater opportunity to overturn Roe versus Wade than in the last 30 years. But even if it is overturned, that does not mean that abortion will become illegal in America. Here's what it will mean. It will go back to the states. It will become a state issue. States that have a strong conservative pro-life majority, abortion will probably become illegal. Hopefully Ohio, Arkansas, Mississippi, and several other states. Other states, actually, abortion could become more rampant than it is now, even though Roe versus Wade were overturned, because, again, it would become a state issue. Here is one final thing to consider. If Joe Biden is declared the next president and he is inaugurated in January, it is possible, I don't think it's probable, and it depends on the makeup of the Senate, which is determined by the two runoff elections in Georgia coming up in January. But if Joe Biden is inaugurated as president, there is the possibility that he will pack the court. What that means, the Democrats in Congress would change the number of people on the Supreme Court. Right now we have nine. We have had nine for many, 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 many years. It is possible that a liberal Democratic president like Joe Biden could ram through Congress legislation that would change the content of the court, and instead of having a conservative majority, Joe Biden could go to 13 jurors and appoint four. So right now, nothing is really certain. But I'm grateful for the legislators in Arkansas. We'll keep an eye on that. And all similar legislation.